Hello, this is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio, and I am here with a band from Carrboro, North Carolina. They are called Natural Causes.
Hey, I'm Ben.
And what do you play, Ben?
Guitar and I sing sometimes.
I'm Ian, and I play the synth, and I sing sometimes.
I'm Jeff, and I play the drums.
He's the least important one in the band.
The least important, that's right.
Direct the questions this way.
Oh, yeah.
You cut that.
So how long have you guys been a band for?
Less than a year now. It started just kind of like fooling around after a different band's practice, and then wrote like 3 songs in a day, and played a show a few days later, and then we decided we'd become a thing.
So how did you guys first meet?
Ian, you want to take this one?
Okay.
Big Daddy Ian?
Well, we met a long time ago. I think Ben and I were in high school.
That's right.
We met in high school. And Jeff, kind of, I don't know your deal. It's your... Jeff met Ben when he was in high school. And when he moved down here. Yeah, I nailed it, dude.
It's going great, man.
Yeah, we met up and just played music together pretty quickly. And then been doing it ever since. We're like... 7 years now or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah, it's been like six years, something like that.
And so you guys are about to go on tour, right?
We are.
Isn't tonight the start of your tour?
It is. Yeah, we're leaving for, it's like 16 days and 15 shows. Just kind of like going, play a few North Carolina shows, Memphis and Nashville, Louisville, Bloomington.
Detroit.
Cleveland, yeah, something like that. New York, we're getting there.
Little by little.
Philadelphia, Baltimore, Richmond, and then home.
This is great.
Tokyo as well.
And Tokyo too. Yeah, yeah, this is. Then we fly out from Richmond, and we have a 2-night stand at the Tokyo Amphitheater, and then we
the Tokyo
Amphitheater.
Yeah, is Guitar Wolf opening for you?
No.
We're opening for them.
No, we're opening for them.
They're way better.
Yeah, they're better.
Well, so are you playing with different bands in each city, or is it?
Yeah, it's not like a packaged thing. You know, we don't have like buddies that are going with us the whole time. But there's like different friends in different cities, just from like various projects that we've been in or whatever.
And you're also playing on WFMU, right? You're recording a session for them.
We are. Yeah. Earlier than I want to, in terms of time of the day. It's like 3 p.m. We have to start playing rock and roll music. But I'm stoked. It's on Joe's show. I didn't want to rhyme that, but it did. It's good stuff.
That's going to be a little snippet.
That'll be a snippet right there.
Yeah.
For your mix down. Right?
That'll be my mix down. Yeah.
Joe's show.
That's right. yeah, but we're doing that, and then he's already got another band playing that day, but he's going to record it and then play it the next week for his next show.
Well, it could be worse. I think I saw King Kong the Barbecue Show. They performed on KEXP in Seattle.
Seattle one, right?
And yeah. I think they did it at like 7 in the morning.
Oh, my God. No way.
Imagine King Kong performing at 7 in the morning.
They probably just didn't go to bed.
I also wanted to ask you guys are playing... at the Hopscotch Music Festival next month.
We are.
And are you playing with Knots and Rocky Erickson? Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Yep, that is absolutely true.
That's amazing.
Nailed it.
Yeah, no, we're playing it's Knots and then Moonduo, or it's us and Knots and Moonduo and then Rocky Erickson. So all at CAM, which I believe is on, what, the Friday?
Friday.
Friday, which is at the 10th or the 11th?
11th?
I don't know, man. It's the Friday. It's a Friday, and then we've got a Friday day show with OBN3s at Slim's.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
And then, yeah, it's going to be rad. And then Saturday, the OCSE day party at King's with Pipe and
Midnight Plus One.
Flesh Wounds, yeah, those guys. That band.
Well, that's great, because I think Knots is one of my favorite bands that's playing the festival.
They put out one of my favorite records of 2014, that We Are Knots record on Goner is so fucking good. When that first came out, I just, like, played it over and over and over again. I'm excited to see them.
Did you see the clip of them performing on that morning news show, Good Morning Memphis. That was awesome. They played on like one of those like morning like TV like local news channels, and it was really awkward because they were doing the interview and the interviewers were asking him like, "What kind of music do you guys play?" And they
I don't know.
And
that's
the,
awesome.
And the anchors put on shades to kind of look like them. So it's really trying to look.
That's
weird. No, you have to look that club up. It's
that's
awesome.
Going on the bucket list, man, is like playing one of these like early morning shows or like. I don't know. Is that just like on a local news channel?
Yeah, I think
it
was.
Do you
have
connections with that, Matt?
I'll see what I can do. Yeah.
I'll give you 15% of our profits from it.
So, what kind of music do you guys play? They probably ask you that, right?
Yeah.
What?
Hard rock.
Yeah. Hard rock.
Southern rock.
Southern rock.
Southern bar rock.
Yeah, that's. I like that. That's good. You guys have a synthesizer.
Ooh.
And.
That's the tough questions, man.
Oh, shit.
Exactly. And do you think the synth? Is the synth the next big thing in rock and roll?
I'm going to let Ian answer this one because he's our tried and true synth player now.
I think it kind of already is. I know there's a lot of, like, weirdo punk going on right now. Like, this seems to be, like, the general shift in modern heavy music is to... I feel like you get older and you just
Are we heavy?
No, but you get older and you bring out the synth. It's just kind of like what happens. I don't know. Like,
you gotta let your rush out, dude.
I'm gonna fucking Rick Wakeman this shit.
Well, I think it's cool because you know you've got bands like Knots and you've got John Dwyer from the OCs has his side project, Damaged Bug. It's like a synth side project.
Yeah.
And I think Buck Biloxi from Buck Biloxi and the Fucks, he has a side... electronic side project as well.
Yeah,
it's awesome. So, yeah.
Stuff going on right now. It's
pretty cool. Oh, yeah. Well, also, I wanted to ask you, what's the story behind the song Bedwetter?
Oh, man.
You got this one.
I got this one. All right, so I was having, like, a sober day by myself. It was just like, yeah, all right. I was, like, sitting around watching. I was watching, like, Law & Order or X-Files or something like that, and I was eating Chinese food. I was all excited about it. I was still in my underwear. It's like 9, 10 p.m. And my roommate brings this girl home, and they're just yelling at each other, like, at the top of their lungs and shit. And she takes a bottle of water and pours it all over his head. And then she's, like, threatening to kill us and shit like that. And so I, like, try to block her off from the kitchen. This is happening right here in the house that we're sitting at right now, Casa de Ben. So I'm, like, blocking her off because I think that she's going to take some knives or something and try to, like, kill us. So she takes the recycling and throws it all over the floor, runs upstairs and locks herself up in the room. But there's an upstairs to here. Locks herself up in my roommate's room. And so I was like, fuck it, I gotta call the cops. I called the cops, and eventually she got out and, like, got her away. And then she drove off. And she's wasted out of her mind after the cops had left, you know. And me and Mike, my roommate, we were like, all right, we're going down to the bar. And so we walked down to the bar, and as we're walking there, she's walking towards us. And we're like, oh, fuck. And so we, like, trailed her, like, silently. Hid behind cars and shit. She broke into the house. She runs upstairs.
I like the image of you just, and, like, watching her break into
the house. Dude, we were, like, watching her. We were like, what the fuck is going on? We didn't know what she was going to do. And it was spooky, man. And she, like, runs upstairs, apparently, and gargoyles. You're familiar with a gargoyle, you know? Like this in the corner of Mike's bed and just pisses. Just, like, straight, intentionally, maliciously pisses on his bed. And then we wait for her to leave. We call the cops again, and then, like, she had left, like, right as the cops showed up. And we're like, she went that way. She's wasted, and she's driving. Get her for a fucking DUI. Fuck her. And then walked into the house to go see if, like, the house is on fire. We were nervous that, like, she was going to try to, like, start a fire or something. You know, who knows, dude? She's crazy. She's out of her mind. Her name's and she sucks. I hope you're fucking listening to this. So we go up, he walks upstairs to go check it out, right? And, like, there's just piss everywhere. And we were like, God damn. The worst part is, like, Mike and together, or not live together, work together at the same restaurant. And, like, she eventually got fired from that job because she's a shithead. Fuck. And,
McDonald's?
It's not. It wasn't even at McDonald's, man. It was like a real restaurant with a real chef and shit. So that's the story behind Bedwetter.
Wow, I don't think I can follow up the question, but I'm going to try to anyway.
That's a true story too. I'm not making it up.
Well, so, no, definitely not. Well, so what's the most memorable show you guys have played?
I've blacked out at every single one of our shows, so.
I've had a bad time every time.
Okay. No, I'm just kidding. I think...
Destruction Unit was a great time.
Destruction Unit was cool.
You didn't like that.
I didn't like that show at all. I got really angry and mad drunk. And then, I think our first one was really cool because it was like 2 days after we started the band.
The day after we started the band,
and we had 3 songs, and my buddy Mark, our friend Mark, who owns the cave where we're playing tonight, he's throwing this house party with a bunch of bands playing, a bunch of friends and shit, and we're like, hey, can we just hop on and play 3 songs? We're like, all right, cool. So we're like, oh, we're Natural Causes, and then we played 3 songs, and people were like, oh, shit.
Very poorly.
Yeah, it was.
Montgomery agreed to put out our record.
But yeah, Montgomery agreed to put out our record on Snot Releases, so that worked out for us, you know.
Did it take a lot of whining and dining to get you guys signed to Snot Releases?
No.
No?
No, it took us...
A couple beers, and, you know...
And,
like, a hard tug.
And maybe, okay. And a little bit of... type thing. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, like radio show effects.
Yeah, if you have radio,
right? I should.
Put in the drugs effects at that point, and yep. Then we'll figure that out.
Whoa! Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys have a Montgomery impression?
My name's Montgomery Morris. I'm from Rockingham, North Carolina.
That's pretty good.
Ding dong.
See, it's less about the draw, more about the diction.
Right, that's...
We spent a few years in the van with that dude, so, yeah. I can tell you everything you need to know. Rockingham, North Carolina is a real place.
Yeah, that's Montgomery from world-famous Flesh Wounds. Yeah.
The world's latest Flesh Wounds.
That's right. I also wanted to ask you about other bands. You guys have been in other bands before Natural Causes, right?
This is true. I mean, all three of us are in last year's Men.
I'm in, like, 4 bands right now.
So. How do you do it?
It's very tiring.
Right.
No. Just fuck it. Why not?
Why not, yeah. And, yeah, last year's been you guys played at Hopscotch last year, right?
We did, yeah.
We played with Jacuzzi Boys.
Jacuzzi Boys.
Rainy Sound.
And Rainy Sound. Oh, yeah, Rainy Sound played that show, too.
Yeah, that was an amazing show.
That was a fun night. Yeah, and then me and Ian are in a band called Paint Fumes also. Which is funny that, you know, you mentioned Hopscotch last year because we had to leave. We were playing this festival called Melt Asia the next day. And so we just, like, ate a shit ton of Adderall. And, like, we were, like, stayed up, played that show, and then drove straight. Well, Ian drove. I kept him company, though. I was a trooper.
You're a real martyr here.
That's the real thing. But we drove down to, we had to drive all the way down to Georgia and bumfuck Georgia and play this festival, which was awesome. I mean, we had a blast, but, yeah, a little bit of delirium. And you got Drag Sounds. And
yeah.
But you're not really playing with them,
though. Yeah, they all, Drag Sounds moved up to Baltimore, and we also played that same year at Hopscotch, like the same show, too. So it was a long night.
Triple duty, no sleep.
A little on me. But yeah, it was good. They're doing good things. I think they got the Drag Sounds LP is coming out pretty soon. I think some guy up in New York is gonna put it out. I don't really know the details on that, but
awesome.
They're doing good.
Carl Weathers is gonna put it out.
Carl Weathers.
Action Jackson.
fucking Action Jackson.
And from Predator, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Wait, who?
You know the guy that's not Arnold in Predator?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, the guy's... Yeah. Do you guys ever play cover songs?
We haven't learned any yet. I really want to...
that Pantera song, was it?
Walk. We decided that was Jeff's spirit song. It was Pantera's Walk.
Yeah.
It's good,
know
man.
Me.
Actually, I think that would sound pretty awesome with the synths.
It might be
cool,
man. Maybe we might cover Pantera.
Does that mean you could get Philip Anselmo to, like, guest vocal on that one? You think
that? We're bringing back Dimebag from the grave, actually. I've got an Ouija board working on it.
Too soon.
He says no.
He, like, gets up. Yeah, he, like, rises from the dead. He's like, nah, dog.
Fuck it.
Well, it could be worse than Britney Spears' cover of I Can't Get No Satisfaction, right?
Not right now. I'm not
yeah.
Can we listen to that?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't heard that, man.
I have that queued up. Don't worry. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. You got to play it right after the interview.
I will.
On your radio shows. Yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll be waiting, dude.
A good segue.
We're gonna be waiting.
Also wanted to ask you about bootlegs. I know it's a really serious question because, you know, Danzig, he won't autograph bootlegs. So if someone brought a Natural Causes bootleg, would you guys sign it?
Fuck yeah.
If,
I don't give a shit.
If somebody made a Natural Causes bootleg, I would buy them a beer. There's no way that that's ever going to happen.
And then smack them in the face and take the bootleg and sell it on eBay.
And take the bootleg, sell it on eBay, and steal his lunch money.
Motherfucker.
You wouldn't sue them into oblivion or anything?
Yeah, well, I got this team of lawyers. This team of lawyers that's going to be taking care of all that.
Neil Young, like, record shopping, and he finds, like, a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young bootleg in a record store.
I haven't seen that.
It's just a dude following with the camera, but he takes up the clerk's like, this is my band. You can't sell this here. Dude's like, I've never heard of you. I don't know. takes the record and leaves. The guy's like, what the fuck, man?
I need a diamond. I don't give a shit.
I feel like at his point, like, why would he care? I mean, he's got, like...
Well, this is back in, like, I don't know, like, 1970 or something.
Oh, I thought you meant, like this was, like, this year, maybe. Or, like...
You just said about Donald Trump.
Right.
Oh, that's true, yeah. On the escalator thing going down, that was a pretty awesome entrance, Mr. Trump. I'm voting for him. Trump 2016, without a doubt.
That's official endorsement.
That's an official... That's a one-thirds of Natural Causes endorsement right
rock
there.
Rock for Trump. That's our campaign.
Yeah. Well, two-thirds. Are you on board?
Who? We're all down.
Well, besides... besides Donald Trump, what would be, like, your sellout commercial? Like, what would you do a commercial for?
Anything, man.
Anything?
Anything. I don't give a fuck. Are you kidding me?
Like, Old Navy presents Natural Causes tour. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I'd wear some khaki. I don't give a fuck.
You would wear khaki? Khaki's my least favorite...
Yeah,
material not, slash color
it is
thing.
My favorite. You can't see it right would. Now, but I'm wearing all khaki.
You could wear those like purple fleece hoodies during your winter tour. That'd be kind of fashionable, right? Yeah. Then.
Yeah, dude. I'll get an Old Navy tattoo like right on my cheekbone too.
I think they have those shirts that like are made to look vintage that say like rock and roll on them and have like a guitar. Right? Yeah, yeah.
Funny that you bring that up.
Nice.
I could finally be myself.
In my vintage Old Navy shirts.
Yeah,
dude.
So what would you say is the most, the biggest misconception about your band?
That we're good.
That we're good. We know what we're doing in any way, shape, or form. Pretty much just riding off the names of other shit that we've been in.
Is this a humble brag right now? No, this is not a humble brag.
These are facts.
These are the actual facts.
This is just the bitter realization that we're awful.
Yep.
It's terrible.
It's fine, though. I'm down with it, man.
No,
keep on fooling the world.
Yeah.
Well, so instead of keep on rocking in the free world,
just keep on
fooling in the free world. Yeah, exactly. I like that. That's like a slow, you need to put that on.
You do have a lot in common with
third world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind. Any world will fool.
That's right.
Tap into those markets.
Yeah, I'll go to any world.
First world, second world. What is the second world?
What is the second world?
Like Cleveland?
Is that Cleveland? No, really, what is the second world? Everybody always talks about first world problems and third world problems. Well, what's the second world?
Well, so I know we mentioned Philip Anselmo from Pantera earlier, but if there were any...
How do you know his name?
I know, I was like...
I saw the Behind the Music on VH1.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
taking notes the whole time.
So, exactly.
That's my cue, I haven't seen it.
It's journalism, you know, yeah.
This is journalism, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta dig deep.
Exactly.
I want to see
behind
the music.
Yeah.
Follow me upstairs.
Well, so, yeah, I was going to ask you about, if you could record a song with any pop star, living or dead, like, who would you record one with?
Liberace.
Ben Franklin.
Liberace.
Janet Jackson, man.
Janet Jackson? Like, would it be, like, the nipple slip, like she had at the Super Bowl a few years ago? You remember that? Yeah.
I was looking for that nip slip, dude.
Yeah. That would give you guys a lot of attention. That would, you know.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Awesome.
It'll be on our next record for Universal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rod Stewart's making a rap record.
No, he's not.
Is he really?
Yeah, with ASAP Rocky.
What?
Rod Stewart is?
Yeah.
Are they going to do a rap version of Do You Think I'm Sexy?
I hope so.
Yeah.
One can only hope.
Yeah.
That kind of makes me excited for Rod Stewart's other selling out
opportunities. Are you sure it's not Rob Stewart?
Right.
Yeah. Just some dude named
Rob. Yeah.
Hey, Rob.
He's got a funny haircut.
Well, so, speaking of Behind the Music, if you guys had an episode... of Behind the Music, the popular VH1 show.
That very popular
VH1. Right. What?
I love the channel.
Apparently it is, yeah. What would you guys, like, what would be the main scandal of your bands?
Poppers,
okay.
Yeah, dude, there's Poppers Bust, dude. Yeah, they would come in, we'd have, like, 25 cases of Rush.
We'd, like, save time, and you just, like, open up the bathroom, and it's just emptied, like, they just poured out all the bottles into, like, the toilet, it just comes, like, flooding out.
Yeah, you just step into the bathroom and get stoned immediately. That's a great idea, man.
Yeah.
Let's just make this bathroom, this apartment, the Poppers bathroom.
Up, dude.
Oh, it is coming up.
I don't fucking care about
Jeff,
it.
How old are you turning?
14.
Wow. Nice. Oh, man, the big one. Four.
Yeah, are you going to be able to make it into the show tonight?
No, actually. Yeah. Actually, they pre-record all my drum parts.
Oh, okay,
it's,
cool.
It's only two more years to your quinceañera.
Wait. Ow.
Wait, that's 16, right?
Sure.
Was that 15?
I think it's 15.
Is that 15? One more year to Keaton's year, dude. Even better.
I was thinking, I saw the Fleetwood Mac Behind the Music, and their scandal is that they were all sleeping with each other. But I think Poppers definitely...
I mean, everyone already knew that, right?
Yeah, but, you know...
VH1 broke it.
Yeah, they... But yours is Poppers. I feel like that's way bigger, yeah.
Poppers and sale of Poppers and possession of Poppers.
What are the future plans for Natural Causes?
We're going to try to record a 45... if we ever we're gonna try to do that, and then after that, man, we're gonna try to, after we get back from this tour, we're gonna try to do like another, like a 45 and another LP, hopefully have that done before the end of the year type thing. I don't know, I'm just speaking, I don't know, that's what is in my brain. And then maybe eventually do another tour. We ran into our buddy Josh from Wahias, who are a phenomenal band. And they were talking about maybe doing it was all in passing at a bar, but like maybe doing another tour together with them or something like that. But who knows, awesome. Dude? It's all kind of up in the air.
And so, where can people go online if they want to hear your music?
Bandcamp.
I think
naturalcausesnc.bandcamp.com, or like snotreleases.com, and you'll find a link there.
Awesome. Well, thanks for talking to us today on Damaged Goods.
Where can people go to find your music?
DamagedGoodsRadio.com.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a little plug.
Yeah.
I'll take 15% whenever you get it.
Yeah. You're
welcome,
Kim. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Damaged Goods Radio.
See you.
Thanks, Damaged Goods Radio.
We'll see you soon.
See you later.
Okay.